This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Grayling Wiley Sr. GRAYLINGWILEY. Date of birth 12/26/1956. Date of appointment 9/30/2025. Requesting physician Arturo Gelpi, ArturoGelpimd. Dear Dr. Gelpi, I have the pleasure of seeing Grayling Wiley Sr. in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 68-year-old man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 9/02/25 because of the chest pain and loss of consciousness. Patient was down for unknown time and wife called the 911 and he was brought to the emergency room. Period. Patient has a history of seizure. His last seizure was 10 years ago. He is having an absence seizure continuously. He is having history of confusion on and off and also history of head injury. Period. Seizure started after the head injury. Patient is always having some left-sided numbness and weakness. EEG and MRI of the brain done, which was with a normal limit. Patient went home and then came back to the emergency room because he has another episode of numbness on the left side, with photophobia, with phonophobia, no nausea, no vomiting. Numbness was on the left side with a strong headache, no loss of consciousness. Patient was seen by cardiologist and is going for a stress test. Past medical history, diabetes, type 2, hypertension, anxiety, PTSD, MI, traumatic brain injury, past surgical history of stent, appendectomy, splenectomy, hemorrhoidectomy, and bypass surgery. Allergies, to Toradol, Reglan, medication, Albuterol, Alprazolam, 0.5 mg, Atorvastatin 80 mg, Losartan, Metformin, Metoprolol, Nitroglycerin, Pantoprazole, Tamsulosin, Theophylline, Brilenta, Acetaminophen 500 mg, PRN, Acyclovir 400 mg, 2 times daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, cyanocobalamin, hydrocodone 7.5 mg, loratadine, olopatadine eye drops, thymine. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is disabled, is divorced, lives alone, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, brother and sister deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft ball sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes, motor strength 5/5 on the right side and left side in -5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic. Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. ...68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, depression. Number 5, traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the Depakote 500 milligram extended release 1 PO daily for 1 week and then 2 PO daily continue. I would like to taper and discontinue the Keppra. His MRI of the brain and EEGs are normal. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.